Eboshi.
Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.
I was on the back of your mind. I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car. You were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do? Take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin. Don't know how it ends. Don't know how to say what I meant. Don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, is it real? I was like 34 double D's. You know what I like? Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Bernie ABC.
Hello and welcome to Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy. And Earth Riot Radio is a production of what? The Church of Stop Shopping, which is where I always say I am, kind of a portable church with an unknown God. Well, with an earth. If we worship or pray to any supreme power, it's everything. It's the earth. It's you and I are made of the earth, and everything around us is made of the earth. And well, that's pretty complicated. But we know that the earth is right now going through unprecedented, sped up, surreal changes. And those of us who've devoted our lives to defending the earth, we're wondering what the hell we're going to do. Am I right? Do I have some environmentalists out there who are like nodding their heads? We can't imagine what form the sixth extinction will take. It's rapid evolution all across the planet right now. Everything's changing. Everything's in motion. Lots of pain and suffering. Well, lots of death and lots of life, too. If we lose hundreds of species every week, what do we gain? We don't know how to look for it, really. There's probably new life happening. Lots is going on that we don't know about. But if we ask ourselves how we can help, how we can get to work, let's not do it alone. That's the single thing I got figured out. Let's do it together, all right? In community. Keep talking to each other. Like this radio show right now. All right? Everybody now, sing it.
Earth, hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
SpongeBob approached his long-suffering neighbour, Squidward, with a very simple greeting. Hi, Squidward. To which Squidward responded.
August 12, 2036. Heat death of the universe. August 12, 2036. The heat death of the universe. August 12, 2036. The heat death of the universe.
He seemed to be stuck in a loop of some sort, repeating the same phrase over and over again. The audience were amused at first, but quickly they started to become unsettled. Not only was this artificially intelligent approximation of a beloved cartoon character predicting the end of the world and the death of all humanity, but it seemed to be stuck. Something had overridden every other instruction or nuance in its linguistic programming. Squidward had suddenly become a harbinger of doom, and the audience began to think a little more about his random outburst.
Noticing where polarities seem to appear, and finding ways to expand my perspective to be big enough to encompass them both in a new way. The other is reclaiming hidden parts of our human wholeness, both within each of us and within our communities, aspects or emotions that have been banished, trained away, undervalued, or anesthetized. Back when we gathered the unreasonable women for the Earth, my intention for myself was to reconcile the schism that I experienced between self and service. I knew I had a deep yearning to learn about and navigate my own inner landscape. I longed to better understand the art of healthy relationship with myself and with others, to better learn how to live in a meaningful, purposeful, and congruent way. I also sought to serve the healing of our ailing culture and world in terms of the violence I knew we were wreaking on ourselves, each other, and the Earth.
Machines,
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 making meat, machines,
machines,
making meat, machines,
machines,
making meat, machines.
machine.
And Reverend Billy here again. I think most of the listeners to the Earth Riot Radio are aware that we have a basic belief in the Church of Stop Shopping that the number one activist is the Earth itself. Now we have, coming to New York right now, a monster of, well, the largest fossil fuel bank in the world, J.P. Morgan Chase, has created a $4 billion, 70-story high, like a mountain or a monument or a fortress. It's in the middle of Midtown, just uptown from Grand Central Station on Park Avenue. And somehow or other, this bank doesn't really, with the celebrity CEO, Jamie Dimon, it doesn't really suffer from any kind of objection by those of us who are being poisoned by all the methane and carbon dioxide they put in the air. They have been credited by most experts that they were the bank that killed the Paris Climate Agreement with $195 billion in fossil fuel investments in the 2 years that followed the signing of that agreement. And this is a serious climate criminal. All right. We've been unable to really, as activists, really call out this bank. But what about the Earth doing it? All right. So we are going to go there Wednesday of this week. It'll probably already have happened by most of the listening that is going to be going on with this show. But I hope I'm not in jail as you hear this, but we will take a wonderful representative of life on Earth, the puma, the panther, the cougar, the mountain lion, to this bank. And with five bullhorns and the Stop Shopping Choir singing and me preaching, and we're gonna urge the bankers. There's, I think, 14,000 bankers inside this building when it's all full of the workers. We're going to urge them to change their ways and listen to the scream of the mountain lion. Will somebody give me an earth-a-looia? Can you hear the scream now? Can you hear it coming up? It's a beautiful, beautiful sound. And I think it represents the grand anger and what must be a response by the Earth that we only notice when there's a big hurricane bearing down on us, or a tornado, or a drought, or we only really notice the Earth when we're in danger. But let's listen to the song of this beautiful animal. We're going to just crank it up and just blast the back door, basically. Well, somebody give me an earth-a-looia. Wish us luck. Thank you.
Earth-a-looia.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D.
In February 2026, the EPA, under the Trump administration, officially repealed the 2009 endangerment finding, a cornerstone policy determining that greenhouse gases threaten public health and welfare. This action removes the legal foundation for federal regulations on greenhouse gas emissions from vehicles, power plants, and industry. The move aims to reverse climate-focused regulations, which the Trump administration claims will reduce regulatory costs for vehicles. Environmental groups and proponents of the original finding argue it will increase pollution-related health problems and death. The repeal is expected to face significant legal challenges, with potential for Supreme Court review by mid-2027. Trump called it the largest single act of deregulation in American history. Elon Musk's artificial intelligence company xAI is facing a second lawsuit, alleging it is illegally emitting toxic pollutants from its enormous data centers, which house its supercomputers and run the chatbot Grok. The new suit alleges xAI is violating the Clean Air Act and was filed Friday by the storied civil rights group, the NAACP. The group's 40-page notice of intent to sue alleges xAI has been polluting Black communities near its facility in South Haven, Mississippi. The pollution comes from more than a dozen portable methane gas generators that xAI set up without permits. These types of gas generators, running the turbines in question, emit fine particulate matter that contains hazardous chemicals like formaldehyde and nitrogen oxide. These pollutants are tied to an increase in diseases like asthma, respiratory illness, and certain cancers. The NAACP says that XAI's 27 turbines in South Haven have the potential to emit a staggering amount of nitrogen oxides, likely making the facility the largest industrial source of the chemical in the metropolitan area. A large study by a multi-institutional research collaboration reports that moderate consumption of caffeinated coffee, 2 to 3 cups a day, significantly reduces dementia risk, slows cognitive decline, and preserves cognitive function. The Trump administration's new dietary guidelines urging Americans to eat far more meat and dairy products will, if followed, come at a major cost to the planet via huge swaths of habitat raised for farmland and millions of tons of extra planet-heating emissions. The new guidelines are designed to nearly double the amount of protein currently consumed by Americans. Even a 25% increase in the amount of protein consumed in this way in the U.S. would require about 100 million acres of additional agricultural land each year, an area about the size of California, and would add hundreds of millions of tons of extra pollution to an already overheating planet. Red meat, in particular, has an outsized impact on the planet. Beef requires 20 times more land and emits 20 times more greenhouse gas emissions per gram of protein than common plant proteins such as beans. The raising of cows, pigs, lamb, and other animals for slaughter is also associated with significant localized air and water pollution. Animal agriculture is responsible for about a fifth of global emissions. Worldwide consumption of pork, beef, poultry, and meat is projected to reach over 500 million tons by 2050, double what it was in 2000. In the U.S., much of this meat eating is concentrated in a relatively small group of avid carnivores. Just 12% of Americans consume nearly half of the country's beef. Marhingia hispanica is listed as threatened in Ukraine's Red Book of Endangered Species. It is a delicate white flower that at first glance resembles a weed. Marhingia grows nowhere else in the wild but the Mykolaiv region of Ukraine. Recently, scientists obtained 23 seeds from the wild and successfully grew 2 into plants, which were then cloned in a laboratory. The lab is now home to a small grove of Marhingia seedlings, including 80 that have put down roots in a small but vital win for biodiversity conservation amid Russia's war with Ukraine. Although Ukraine covers less than 6% of Europe's landmass, it is home to about 35% of the continent's biodiversity. Many of the country's rare and endemic species are located in the steppe zone and along Crimea's coasts and mountains. Many of the country's largest national parks and reserves, including one of the world's oldest steppe reserves, Askania Nova, are under Russian occupation. Ukrainian scientists have almost no knowledge of the well-being of these ecosystems and suspect the territory will be inaccessible for many decades or possibly centuries. as it has been heavily mined by the occupying Russian army. The Arctic is warming faster than the rest of the planet, with average temperatures increasing by about 4 degrees Celsius in the last four decades. A new study led by the University of Exeter shows Arctic peatlands have expanded since 1950, with some peatland edges moving by more than a meter a year. Researchers say peatland expansion is likely to be happening across the Arctic. Peatlands are waterlogged ecosystems that store vast amounts of carbon. They currently cover about 3% of Earth's surface, but they store about 600 billion tons of carbon, more than all of the world's forest biomass combined. Avian malaria is spreading across Hawaii in a way scientists do not fully grasp. Researchers have found the parasite at 63 of 64 sites statewide, revealing that both native honey creepers and introduced birds can quietly pass the infection to mosquitoes, even when only carrying tiny amounts of it. Because infected birds can remain contagious with avian malaria for months or even years, transmission keeps simmering almost everywhere mosquitoes exist. Avian malaria attacks red blood cells, which can lead to anemia, organ failure, lower survival rates, and in some species, death. The consequences have been severe for Hawaii's iconic birds. Studies show that aiwi, also known as the scarlet honey creeper, face a mortality rate of about 90% if infected. The akikiki, a honey creeper native to Kauai, is now considered extinct in the wild. In December, NASA reported that one of the largest and oldest icebergs ever tracked by scientists had turned blue and was on the verge of complete disintegration. A23A, a massive wall of ice that was once twice the size of Rhode Island, is drenched in blue meltwater and drifting in the South Atlantic off the eastern tip of South America. In mid-January, the iceberg calved A23J, which is about 11 nautical miles long. When the iceberg A23 detached from Antarctica in 1986, it was about 2,000 square miles and hosted a Soviet research station. It remained stuck for over 30 years before finally breaking free in 2020, and its slow journey north is sometimes held up by ocean forces stopping its movement. And now, the sounds of extinction. More than 1,400 mountain lions across California are now protected by the state's Endangered Species Act, the state's Fish and Game Commission announced this week. The commission unanimously voted to list six groups of Central Coast and Southern California mountain lions under the California Endangered Species Act, meaning the agency determined they are likely to become extinct without intervention. The affected species can be found from the Bay Area all the way down to the Mexican border. The new protections provide a legal mandate for state agencies to protect the felines and also requires developments proposed in lion habitats to identify and minimize potential harms to the population, with added precautions including more wildlife crossings, road improvements, and strong rat poison restrictions. There are already several measures anticipated to help the struggling population, including a huge wildlife crossing across the 101 freeway, where mountain lions frequently cross between their fragmented habitats. And hear the sound of the 101 freeway in California.
If you can't see something, say something. And if you can't feel something, touch something. Ah, if you can't say something, see something. If you can't touch something, feel something. Oh, saying, 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 seeing, seeing, seeing. If you can't see, shout. If you can't help something, love something. If you can't change something, stop something. If you can't love something, help something. If you can't stop something, change something. If you can't love something, sing. If you can't love something, sing. If you can't love something, sing. Say something, say something, say something, say something, say something. If you can't hold something, heal something. If you can't grow something, need something. If you can't heal something, hold something. If you can't need something, grow something. Grow something. Grow something. Grow something. Say, 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 see, see. If you can't heal something, if you can't heal something, love something.
CJSF is 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the heights of Burnaby Mountain.
Urban beekeeping, of course, is having bees, honeybees, in your backyard, and hopefully creating and developing honey so that you can have that for consumption, helping to foster bees.